A very good evening to you all, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. So we thank our Heavenly Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for giving it another opportunity to study His wonderful words of life. So from last few weeks, we have been studying about the great Antichrist system. So we have studied and seen from the scripture that the Antichrist is not a single person who is going to come and reign on this earth for a literal 7 years period. So we have seen that the great Antichrist is actually a system, a corrupt religious system in Christianity, who using the name of Christ opposes Christ through various false doctrines. So last week, we majorly saw the number 666. So can anybody tell me, what does that number 666 signify? Is it a literal number that Antichrist is going to come and literally put on the head and on the hand? Is it a literal 666 seal? Anil brother?
No, brother.
Okay. Then what does the 666 signify? What is the meaning of it?
Okay, man. English. It signifies.
Okay. Nepali ma bhanu ta Anil athwa kasle kasle sunnu bhayo ma English ma translate gardinchu ta ke bujhnu bhayo bhanu ta Anil lai sunnu bhayo haina Anil ho
ha te maile thyakkai birse ke
Okay, brother Anil forgot, brother.
You forgot. Okay, good. Joel, brother, any idea? Joel, brother?
Joel, ununcha?
Hello?
Joel, brother.
Joel.
So, what is the meaning of 666?
I forgot. Sorry, brother.
And 666 le ke janaucha jastai card haru master card haru haina bhanera chai hamile 666 ko calculation pani garayeka thiyau ni ta ke raicha 666 bhaneko hamile hereka thiyau ni ta agilo hapta number haru jode त्यसको पुरै अल्फाबेटहरू जोडिकन हेरे छ छ छ निकाल होइन बिर्स्यो
Okay, not a problem. So we'll just take few minutes time to just know and understand the 666 what we studied, you see, last week. Because this thing has to be really kept in our mind. It's very, very important. 1 minute. Okay. Are you able to see the screen?
No, brother. We are not seeing.
1 minute. I think now you are able to see.
Yes, yes.
Okay. See, last week we studied about Antichrist, where we saw the Pope has got various titles. And one of the important titles is Vicarius Filii. So Vicarius Filii is a Latin word which actually means in the place of Christ. Vicar means instead of Christ. So there we have seen that the various titles which a Pope has all signifies this one only. But Vicarius Filii is one of the primary titles which actually is the, you see, embossed on the crown which the Pope wears. So last week we studied in Revelation 13 chapter, It says it is the name of the beast. Can somebody read Revelation 13 chapter? Revelation 13 chapter 16, 17, 18. Anil brother, Joel brother.
Revelation 13 chapter.
Yeah, 16, 17, 18.
And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, receive a mark in their right hand, in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name.
Continue.
Here is wisdom, let him that had understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
Okay, so here is the wisdom. That means here is a symbolic meaning, it's not literal meaning. Let him that had understanding count, you see, the number of his name, the number of the beast, you see, and the number is given saying, you see, it is 666. Okay. So last week, we have seen how, you see, that 666 is not a literal number. It is the significance that is mentioned, that is given in the name, you see, of the beast. So, the name of the beast, the Revelation 13 chapter, we studied about a beast which had a body like a leopard, a mouth like a lion, and hands like a bear. That actually signifies the great Antichrist system, to whom, you see, the Roman Emperor gave the power. And the name, that means the title which Pope has, that actually signifies 666. So, last week, we have calculated and seen how this name of 666, you see, is mentioned. You see, in Roman numericals, each and every alphabet, you see, has got a number. You see, so last week, we studied how to calculate 666 from Vicarius Filii, isn't it? So, hope you all can recollect and remember. Brother Anil, Brother Joel, Sister Munna, Brother Romy, and Brother Amar. I hope you all remember a little bit what we studied last week.
Yes, brother.
Okay. Anil, brother, and Joel, brother.
Yes, brother.
Okay. Now, Sunita, sister, okay, please concentrate as we just revise these few points again. So, in Roman numericals, V actually means what number? Anil brother.
Five.
Very good. So, I means which number?
One.
One. Very good. C means?
100.
Okay. Again, A, R, that's all neutral number. So, doesn't have any number. So, that's all zero. Then, again, I means one. So, actually, it's vicar vis V. So, V means five. S means zero. So, total, how much you'll get? Vicar vis, if it total it, how much will get, brother?
112.
Good. Now, let us come to Philly. F is a neutral number. So, 0. I means, again, 1. L means how much in Roman numericals? L.
50.
Again, I. And again, one more Y. You see? So, total how much you'll get? Philly means how much you'll get?
53.
53. Good. Now let us come to last letter. D, E, I. Fill a D. Okay. डी मीन्स इन रोमन्स न्यूमेरिकल्स इट इज 500, ई इज न्यूट्रल नंबर 0, आई मीन्स 1. सो हाउ मच टोटल, डी मीन्स हाउ मच? वेरी गुड. नाउ 112 प्लस 53 प्लस 501, टोटल हाउ मच विल गेट?
666.
Yes, 666. This is the number which is hidden in the title of Pope. Okay, that's what the verse says. This is the name of the beast. Let him that has understanding calculate the number. Correct now? Correct now? Hope you all understood.
Yes, brother.
Yes, brother.
Okay. Yes, brother. Anil brother, Joel brother.
Yes, brother.
You understood, brother?
Yes, brother.
Anil brother, clear?
Yes, brother.
Okay. Sunita sister?
Yes, brother.
Okay. So what Revelation 13 chapter is saying is that it's not saying that this is a literal beast. This is the great antichrist system. So that system, you see, has got titles which are against, you see, Lord. Remember Daniel 7 chapter, where we read that this great antichrist system will speak against the Most High. He will think to change the laws and times. So that's what is again given in Revelation 13 chapter. He will keep these titles which are against the word of God, and thus he will be speaking against the Most High, you see. And this 666 actually signifies that great system. And anybody putting this seal upon the head, you see, means what? If he believe in any of the false doctrines of this corrupt Christianity, it means like we are putting seal ourselves on the head. That means putting a seal upon the head means acknowledging those doctrines, accepting, agreeing those evil doctrines of the system. Like for example, you see, there are so many doctrines which you have studied, which are preached falsely in the Christianity. Like, you see, soul. The Bible says that the soul dies, but today every Christian believes that the soul doesn't die. The soul is immortal. And the Bible says that hell is a place of death, but the world believes that hell is a place of torment. So those are the false doctrines. And the Lord's Memorial Supper, it has to be done once a year, but doing it frequently, monthly or weekly, that is against the word of God. And the doctrine of Trinity, where they believe that the Father, Son and the Holy Spirit are one and the same, while the Bible clearly says that the three, you see, are different. And Holy Spirit, in fact, is actually the power of God. So these are some of the examples of the false doctrine, which, you see, the God's children should never be accepting or acknowledging. If we accept it, it is like putting a seal upon our head, ourselves, you see. And what is the meaning of putting a seal on the hand? That means lending our support for this evil systems. Lending our support for this corrupt systems, you see, means that we are putting that seal on our hands. Okay? So I hope this is clear. Munna sister, is it clear for you?
Brother, I'm not able to listen properly because there is some network issue.
Okay. Anil brother, is it clear now for you?
Yes, brother.
Okay, Sunita sister, is it clear?
Yes, brother.
Okay, so in the end, I'll again ask the question, same question. So let me see who's going to answer correctly. Okay, Joel brother, is it clear?
Yes, brother.
Okay, now let us go to today's class. Okay, so till now we studied about the Antichrist system. So what all things is going to happen and how to identify the Antichrist system we have seen. So today we are going to see in Revelation 12 chapter where about this Antichrist system it is symbolically given to us. Okay, so we'll take it in a simple way. We won't go in detail in each and every verse, but let us read Revelation 12 chapter 1 and 2. Revelation chapter 12 verse 1 and 2. Sunita sister, can you read?
And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars, and she being with child cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered.
See, there was a wonder in heaven. A woman was clothed in sun. She was standing upon the moon, and in her head she had a crown of 12 stars, and she was actually carrying a child, travailing in birth, you see. And what happened, Simsa? Read verse 5. Can somebody read verse 5?
And she brought forth and she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was cause of unto God and to his throne.
Very good, brother. So here if you see in verse 5, it says she was carrying and travailing in pain with child, and she delivered a man child. And as soon as the child was born, the child actually sat on the throne of God, it seems, and he ruled the whole world with a rod of iron. Okay, now who is this woman and who is this child who sat upon the throne of God and ruled the whole world with a rod of iron? Who is this child? Anil brother, any idea? Who is this child? Huh? Anil brother, you there?
Jesus.
Jesus. Okay, who is that woman? Who is that woman? If the child is Jesus, who is the mother of Jesus?
Mother Mary.
Mother Mary. Okay. Then, when was Mother Mary clothed with the sun? And when did she stand on the moon? And did she have a 12 star crown upon her head? Did she have it? Think. Okay, Joel, brother, tell me. If the child is Jesus and the woman is Mother Mary, when was Mother Mary clothed with the sun? Or was she standing upon the moon at any time?
No idea, brother. Maybe woman is maybe church.
Okay.
And son is maybe.
Okay, we'll see. Romister, any idea? Who is that woman? If the child is Jesus, then who is the woman?
No idea, brother.
Okay. See, why we actually put forth these questions is that generally the thought among Christianity is that this woman is Mother Mary. And she was conceived of Jesus. And Jesus, as soon as he was born, he was caught up to the throne of God and he ruled the whole world with a rod of iron. Okay. If this is claimed as Mother Mary, you see, you might have seen in the Roman Catholic churches, they would have put this idol where she would be having a crown of 12 stars, clothed with a, you see, golden sari, that means the sun standing upon the moon, you see. And everybody thinks that this is Mother Mary, because if you read the verses, it naturally comes to our mind that that child who is going to rule the whole world, it can be none other than our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. Now let us see what happened to the woman in verse 6. Revelation 12:6. Romy sister, can you read Revelation 12:6?
And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days.
If you see, as soon as Jesus was born, Jesus was caught to the throne of God, it seems, and immediately this woman, Mother Mary, she ran away into the wilderness, it seems. Now, when did Mary run away as soon as Jesus was born? You see, did he run away to the desert? And the child Jesus was caught up to the throne of God as soon as he was born? No. Dear brethren, imagine if you become the Prime Minister of Nepal, do you think that your mother will run away from you? No. Wherever your mother be, she will really come running towards you, not run away from you. You see, because you are the Prime Minister. You see, so similarly, if Jesus is the one who is going to rule the whole world, why should she run away? You see, dear brethren, therefore, you see, this clearly proves that this woman is not Mother Mary at all. Okay. If this woman is not Mother Mary, then what actually is this verse speaking of, dear brethren? If you see, this book of Revelation is actually a symbolic book. You see, we know very well that all the things given in the book of Revelation is not a literal at all. It has got a total symbolic meaning. You see, so what is the symbolic meaning here? Here it says, there appeared a great wonder in heaven. The first thing, you see. And the woman was clothed in sun, standing up on the moon. Now, what do you mean by heaven in the Bible? You see, heaven in the Bible has got three meanings. One, it is the abode of God, where God himself is staying. Jesus taught us to pray, our Father which art in heaven. And the second heaven is outer universe where the galaxy is there. But the third heaven in the Bible is the outer sky, earth atmosphere. When this scripture says there was a great wonder in heaven, it is actually speaking about the earth atmosphere. You see, the earth atmosphere where, you see, this incident happened. Now, what actually happened there? There, a woman was seen. Now, who is a woman in the Bible? There are actually two women in the Bible. You see, the church and the false church. The true church is called as a virgin in the Bible, while the false church is called as a whore, a prostitute in the Bible. Let us read 2 Corinthians 11:2. Muna sister, can you read 2 Corinthians 11:2?
For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
Very good, sir. Now the church is engaged to Christ. You see, the marriage will actually take place at the second coming. But here, before the second coming of our Lord, the church, you see, what has happened? That woman is conceived. That means there is something, you see, illegal that is growing inside the church. Correct now? You see, how can the church be conceived without getting married? Here, the conception actually signifies something illegal, something which was not supposed to grow inside a woman who is virgin, began to grow. Now, what is that one? That is a great antichrist system that began to grow while the apostles themselves were living in a small way. And therefore, you see, we see that woman had 12 stars upon her head. Which are the 12 stars? You know, huh? How many apostles did Jesus have? How many apostles were there?
12.
Well, you see, therefore, the 12 stars represents the 12 apostles who were like a crown to the church. You see, they were the crowning glory to the church. You see, in the Bible, the church is compared to stars also. You see, there are film stars, sports stars. So similarly, these are the biblical stars, the church. Okay. Now, what do you mean by sun and the moon? You see, actually, the sun in the Bible represents the Old Testament, while moon in the Bible represents the New Testament. How? Okay. Does the moon have its own light? Tell me, does the moon have its own light? Tell me, Anil Badar, Sunita Star, Romista, tell me.
No.
No. Okay. Then which light does the moon reflect?
Sun.
Very good. So, similarly, Old Testament is the moon. We can't understand the Old Testament just like that, reading directly the Old Testament. You see, that can be understood only with the New Testament. The New Testament is the sun, which actually reflects its light upon the moon, upon the Old Testament, and brings it to clarity. Read Ephesians 2:20. Here, if it says, the woman was clothed with the sun, that means the woman was completely covered. You see, she was actually completely in the New Testament, and her foundation was upon the Old Testament. Read Ephesians 2:20. Joel brother, Ephesians 2:20. Hope you're all concentrating. Ephesians 2:20. Read, brother.
And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
See, foundation of the apostles, you see, the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So upon the Old Testament doctrines, completely covered with the New Testament teachings, the church stood as a virgin. But what happened there? Something which was not supposed to grow inside the church is growing. Now, what was growing inside the church? An illegal thing. You see, what is the thing? You see, dear brethren, that is the great antichrist system. Okay, let us read Thessalonians. You see, read 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter 6 and 7. 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter 6 and 7. Anil Budhar, can you read?
And now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way.
You see, that is already working, it seems. You see, the great man of sin, the great antique system is already in work. But something is holding the antichrist system, sir. That means, while the apostles were alive, the antichrist is secretly working inside. You see, but something is stopping this antichrist system to openly work. You know, dear brethren? So, we see that child was inside this, you see, woman. This antichrist system was working inside, you see, the church while the apostles were alive. Now, how did she come out? How did the child come out? Read Revelation 12 chapter, verse 4. Revelation 12, 4. Amar brother, can you read Revelation 12, 4? Revelation 12:4.
And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heavens and did cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered for the
thank you
for her child as soon as it was born.
Thank you for that. So here we see that the great dragon cast the third part of the stars to the ground, it seems. Because of which, the woman was able to deliver, it seems. Now, what is this dragon? You see, we have seen about this one in Daniel, you see, 4th chapter. And then 2nd chapter and 7th chapter. Hope you all remember the great red dragon, which had 10 horns upon his head. The Daniel 7th chapter, the fourth beast, the Roman Empire. You see, the Roman Empire helped the great antichrist system to come to power. How? It drew the third part of the stars to the ground, it seems. Now, what is this third part of the stars? You see, we already saw stars in the book of Revelation means biblical stars. Now, who were the biblical stars? If you see, they were actually the apostles. You see, and the three parts of the stars, and only one part fell to the ground, means in the spiritual heaven, they were actually three religions, the Jewish religion, the Christian religion, and the pagan religion. But the Roman Empire persecuted these Christians, and these apostles all died. When all the apostles died, when all the stars went away, you see, there was no one to protect the church from this great Antichrist. So Antichrist got an upper hand, and he was born, he came out and did all the things publicly, which he was doing in secret. And hence we see that child was immediately got caught to the throne of God. How can a child immediately go and sit on the throne of God and rule? Did Jesus Christ do that one? As soon as he was born, did he rule the whole world? No. Jesus Christ is going to rule only at his second coming. Hence, this child is not Jesus. This child is the duplicate Jesus. That is the great antichrist system. As soon as it got separated from the true church, immediately began to rule the world. The Pope, you see, he sat on the throne of God. He ruled as God all over the world. Okay, now what happened to the woman? You see, we must mainly observe that one. The child is on the throne, but what happened to the woman? Verse 6. Verse 6. Sunita sister, can you read verse 6, Revelation 12, 6?
And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days.
Woman fled into the wilderness, it seems. How many days? 1,260 days. You see, That means woman was not in the city where people are there. She was isolated. You see, wilderness means isolated condition. Remember, when Jesus was not allowed to preach in the churches, that means in the synagogues, he went out of Jerusalem and preached in the wilderness. Entire city followed him. So similarly, this represents the recognition of the church. The church was not recognized at all in the society. It was totally outcast, isolated from the world. And what was the period? 1,260 days. Last time we read, no? For a prophet, one day means how many years? Who can tell? For a prophet, one day means how many years?
1 year.
1 year. Very good. Yes, 1 year. For Jesus, one day is 1,000 years. But for a prophet, one day is 1 year. So 1,260 days means 1,260 years. Remember, this is the period of Antichrist from 539 to 1799 is the period of 1,260 years in which church was not prominent at all. You see, there were only few faithful people all over the world. Remember the story of Elijah? You say, Elijah, I hope you all remember. You see, he was fed by the crow, you see, in the wilderness for 3.5 years. The same way, God took care of the church. That's where he says, the woman was taken into the wilderness to be nourished. You see, okay, now, when woman was not there, when the church was not there in prominence, what happened there? Verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 and verse 8. Anil brother, can you read Revelation 12, 7 and 8?
And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven.
Very good. Here it says, there was a war in heaven. Between whom? Michael and his angels and dragon and his angels. Now, okay. Now, who is Michael in the Bible? Who is called as Michael in the Bible?
Jesus Christ.
Very good, sir. Jesus. But here it says, there was war in heaven between the dragon and Michael. Really, there is war in heaven. Huh? We have seen this heaven is not a little heaven. It is the earth atmosphere. That means this Michael also can't be a literal Michael, that is Jesus Christ. This is the duplicate Michael. You see, the great Antichrist system. You see, Antichrist, against Christ, duplicate Christ. The great Antichrist system. You see, and the Roman Empire. You see, the Romans had a pagan religion. You see, those people did not want to leave their religion. But Christianity was a new religion that was really coming up in Rome. The priest and the soothsayers and the wise men of the Roman Empire, they did not want Christianity to dominate the Roman Empire. But there was a war between them. There was a contention, you see. But the Bible says, you see, who won the war? You see, read verse 9. Read verse 9, sister. Huh? Anil brother, read verse 9. Anil brother, you're there?
Verse 9.
Yeah.
And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and the Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out in the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
So here it says, you see, the dragon and his angels were cast out. That means the pagan religion was completely destroyed. Christianity dominated. You see, the papacy dominated the pagan system, and Roman Empire completely become the Roman Catholic Empire. Therefore, we see the brethren that this Revelation 12 chapter is actually symbolically representing how the great Antichrist system was there. Okay. Now, at the end of, 1260 days, the woman should actually come back. You see, she was in the wilderness, no? To be taken care by the Lord. Let us see what happens here. Revelation 12th chapter, verse 14. Revelation 13 and 14. Revelation 12 chapter, verse 13 and 14. Joel brother, can you read?
And when the dragon saw the he cast onto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child, and to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time, and a time and half a time from the face of the serpent.
Continue. Verse 15 also.
And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away the flood.
Okay, so you see, it says that the end of 2260 days, the woman was supposed to return from the wilderness. Now, the great dragon, that is the Antichrist system, the Satan, he came to know that slowly the church will again come to prominence. When? Since 1799. So, what did the devil do here is that he cast out the flood after the woman, so that she may be carried away by the flood. From where this flood come? It says in verse 14 and 15 that it was from the mouth of the great red dragon, the serpent. That means the dragon, the serpent represents the Satan. You see, the evil sources, you see, and the water coming, the water in the Bible represents the truth. That means the truth, the fact, the awakening, awareness for the whole world came out from evil sources. When? In 1799. During the French Revolution, knowledge began to increase, you see, and everybody were enlightened about their rights, about their, awareness, awakening. Then what happened? The public revolted against the great, system, the corrupt system that was there in France. Because in France in 1799, there was a great recession. The people had no food, no bread to eat also. And that is the time, you see, that these public began to revolt about the aristocratic rule of the emperors. And the popes, they all, publicly revolted against the kings. They looted, their palaces. They brought all the prince and the princess, their family to the roads. And they were butchered. You see, this all happened. Why? Because people realized their rights, the truth about their rights, that how much they were suppressed by these people. So this is the flood of the water. In the great revolution, in the great strike, Satan tried to destroy the church also. In this persecution, his idea was to destroy the real true Christians also. But unfortunately, this plan of the devil did not work out. What happened? Verse 16. Can somebody read verse 16? Munna sister, can you read verse 16?
And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth.
Okay, start. See, this is all symbolic meaning. Earth in the Bible means society. Remember the three world class? The earth was destroyed. Means what? The society was destroyed. It was the same earth, but Noah continued. So here the earth means society. Society digested this fact about, you see, inequality between the common and the princess. So what happened? This did not work out as per the expectations of the serpent, the great dragon, to destroy the church. But rather, it was a reverse way. It went out against the papacy system, and there was a great flood of truth. You see, the woman was again brought back from the wilderness. You see, the great reformation happened. Protestants, denominations were formed who protested against the papacy system. Bible societies were built. Bibles were translated and freely circulated all over the world. So what happened? You see, the great woman was not recognized in the society till 1799. There was no truth. There was no, you see, truth movement. There was no studies of the Bible at all. But since 1799, she began to be recognized. Hence, if you go and read the church history, brethren, the Bible was in dead language. Nobody could read the language. You see, so here the return of the church is given in Revelation 12 chapter. So Revelation 12 chapter, you see, dear brethren, is speaking about the great Antichrist system. How Antichrist was illegally growing inside the church until the apostles lived. Once the apostles died, that Antichrist, which was like a small child, a small beginning, came out and immediately went and sat on the throne, means immediately began to rule the whole world. You see, such a power was got to the Antichrist system, the Pope. You see, what did the Pope do? He destroyed the other religion, the pagan religion that was there in Rome. You see, and that time, the woman, the true church, was not recognized at all. She was persecuted. She was in isolated condition, but some people were there. And in 1799, when Pope was supposed to lose his power, church again came back, you see, and the society accepted the truth through the Protestants, you see, and they stood for the truth. But not every Protestants today are, you see, for the truth, because Satan has deceived the Roman Empire, the Roman Church has been today deceiving the entire Protestant denomination also with all the same false doctrines, except only one thing. The difference is there that they believe in idol worship, they don't do idol worship. But apart from this, all the doctrines are one and the same. Dear brethren, this is about the great Antichrist system. So I hope you all have understood. I know it's very difficult to understand these symbols. It will take time. We will revise it again, Lord willing. But I hope the notes which we are sending to you in the group, the PDF and Nepali translation, it is really helpful for you. Now, why did the Jewish people hand over Jesus to Pilate? Because of? Tell me, why did it? What is the reason? We just have read now.
Envy.
Envy. Envy means what?
Again.
Jealousy, hatred. You see, enmity. Correct, no?
Yes.
So that is the reason they hand over. But they did not know that Jesus was the Messiah. If Jesus was the Messiah, they wouldn't have never allowed him. The same way, sister. The whole world. Okay? Even the Protestant denomination, some people are very sincere, very dedicated. They're doing it ignorantly. See, all these people, they cried blood before Pilate saying, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. What did Pilate say? Shall I crucify your king? Pilate asked him, thinking that at least if I mention the name of the king, they will really, you see, tell to release Jesus. But what did they say? They said, we have no king apart from whom? Apart from Caesar. So the kill him, they said. You see, so it's the same way. You see, some people, they are very ignorant. Okay, they don't want to do it. But they are so blinded by the devil that they will do it. You see, that's what we read now. 2 Corinthians 4:4. The God of this world, what has he done? He's blinded the eyes of? Hello, open the Bible, please. 2 Corinthians 4:4. Can somebody read 2 Corinthians 4:4? Munna sister.
Yes, brother.
You're there, sister. Can you read 2 Corinthians 4:4?
In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not.
Satan has blinded them. Thank you, sister. Satan has blinded their mind, so they may not see the gospel light. Same way it happened to Israel. Now, what did the people cry? Luke 23:21. Luke 23:20 and 21. Joel brother, can you read? Luke 23:20 and 21.
Pilate, therefore willing to release Jesus, spake again to them, but they cried, saying, crucifying him, crucify him.
Crucify him. So same people. You know what happened? After a few days, when their eyes were opened, you know how they behaved? Read Acts 2nd chapter. Romister, read Acts 2nd chapter 36 and 37. Acts 2nd chapter 36 and 37.
36 and 37. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostle, men and brethren, what shall we do?
This is the reaction of the same people who crucified Christ. When Peter spoke the truth, their eyes were opened. You see? And they realized their mistake. You see? So similarly, many people after listening to the truth, they realized their mistake as we both are doing. You see? I realized my mistake 23 years before. Now you are realizing how many years, how many months before? You see? You're starting to realize. Now, what is the next procedure? Verse 38.
38? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the same in the name of Jesus Christ, for the
remission of sins,
and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
See, what did Peter say? Repent and be baptized. You see, so this is the next step. So this is the procedure. So it will happen to the whole world also, sister. Now, God's grace, our eyes are open in the kingdom. When they will all awake, they will also realize their mistakes. They will realize how they were deceived by this false system. They will also learn the truth now. they will also feel very painful, very grieved. They will also feel very sorrow. But unfortunately, they will lose the opportunity to attain heavenly salvation. Then there will be only earthly salvation, no heavenly salvation. So heavenly salvation is for the people who, by God's grace, if their eyes are open now, if they are able to see, understand it, grasp it clearly, understand it concept clearly, they can have the chance to attain heavenly salvation. That's what we took the subject about church. You remember how many people will remain faithful to God till their death? 1 lakh?
44,000.
Yes. So our target is to be of that 1,44,000. A part of that Jesus. You see? A part who can be the image of Christ. Okay? So, the rest of the world, they are in their own imagination. God has given them the time not to worry at all. They will all come up in the resurrection. Many people have died. Many people are still alive. No need to worry. See? We did not know until God opened our ears and eyes. So, it's our responsibility. One thing is that we need to be the channels of blessings. We need to be the tools of our Lord. We need to be the stewards where we can go and serve and give this food and open, you see, the eyes of many brethren who don't know it. You see, how many people are we witnessing? How many people we meet now daily? How many Christians we have interaction? Are we witnessing to them? We need to witness it. It's a Lord's duty. You see, somebody has witnessed to you. Imagine somebody has witnessed to Gopal. Somebody has witnessed to Ashish. You know, if somebody has wouldn't have taken this step, do you think it would have gone to your place? You know, somebody witnessed to me also. It was a very strange situation. If you hear meditation, you will be surprised. You see, I was a layman somewhere in some corner. You know, somebody witnessed very carelessly to me. But I took it very seriously. The person who witnessed to me was very shocked. God led me to this truth. So this all happens, sister. So it is our responsibility. We need to take the truth. That's what Jesus says. You see, go to the end of the world and you see, make disciples, not convert. No conversion. Make disciples. What do you mean by disciples? Deny yourself. Carry the cross. This is the main thing. Of course, God will take care of all the necessities. No need for to plead or beg with God for miracles, for wonders. He will definitely, he is the God who has told, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He will keep his promise. We might feel that we are forsaken, we are desolate. It will happen. This is the experience that is required. How can we become Jesus, like Jesus, without any sufferings? So these things will be there. So no need to worry. See? This is all a test of faith. So this is how we see the entire plan of God, sister. So you might have heard, you might sit calmly and recollect. From beginning till now, whatever you have taken, it is the outline of the entire plan of God. So this, each and every Christians will know. Each and every world, each and every person of this world will understand in kingdom, sister. Okay?
Thank you, brother.
Okay. Any other questions? Anybody? Any doubts? Amar brother?
No questions.
Okay. So, hope many things are clear.
Yeah.
So, let us not feel bad for our old Protestant's mother. She'll always be there. So, let us see our Father, Heavenly Father, and run the race. Correct, no?
Okay. Okay, brother.
So, all the churches, let us not worry. Okay. Let us be glad that God has given us this truth. So we'll pray for them. Okay? God has made a plan. Jesus never shouted. The Bible says that Jesus never shouted in all the streets. Oh, come, everybody listen to the gospel. 4,000 people followed. 3,000, 5,000 people followed. He gave them the food. That's all. Entire city came. But the entire city did not tell them the truth. You see, Jesus had done so many miracles. Did he ever open anybody's eyes of understanding? You tell me. Show me from the Bible. I'll agree to it. He has never opened a single person's eyes of understanding except the apostles. In Matthew 13 chapter, it says, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Not unto everybody. Lest they get converted. You know, you read the scripture? Read Matthew 13. Jesus feared conversion. Matthew 13 chapter. Matthew 13 chapter 15th verse. Matthew 13:15.
Oh, unto you, scribe and
No.
And
Matthew
Pharisee.
Matthew 13:15.
Oh, sorry, brother. I was in the wrong chapter. Let me get back there. 13?
15.
And 15. Sorry. For this people's heart is wax, gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them.
Jesus feared who, if they understand, they will convert, they will be healed. Jesus did not want this thing to happen. Why? There is a criteria. Many are called, few are chosen. Correct, no? Everybody be healed. Only one leper came back and gave gratitude. So, it depends upon the man's heart condition, how he reacts to the love of Christ. Jesus healed so many people. How many people were there with him while he was dying on the cross? Not even one. Isn't it correct, no? Mm. Then Roman centurion said, this is the Son of God. He really is the Son of God. But how many of the Jewish people said, he is really the Son of God? Nobody. So, God knows his plan is there. It will never fail. He has faith on his plan. We, God's children, also should have faith on his God's plan. It will definitely work out. It might be very strange to us, but let us accept what is God's will. Okay?
Okay, brother.
Okay, then Gopal brother, Joel brother, any doubts, any questions?
Question, brother.
Okay, Munna sister,